good morning, everybody. You know, Lon, I forgot. I told you I was going to do this. And then I said, if I remember, and see, I just messed up. I got to get over here to Facebook so that we can start this bad boy for you and let people know what's going on. If you are on Facebook right now, we are going to go live. There, I clicked the button. Welcome, Lon Egbert from Jerome Physical Therapy. You also have a place in Wendell. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Glad to be here.
All right.
It's crisp morning.
Yeah, it is a little cool out there. So you are from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. You are the business of the week. And so each week we offer a chance for people to come in and talk a little bit about what they do and what you do, physical therapy, and a little bit, you say a little bit of chiropractic, but mostly physical therapy.
Yeah, we do. Physical therapy is our profession. We do some manual therapies, techniques, manipulation, mobilizations, mm-hmm. soft tissue treatments as well as part of our physical therapy treatment. So we don't call it chiropractic, but some of the techniques and tools we use as well.
Now, what does it take? I know that you, I'm sure, do a lot of work with high school football, basketball, folks that are out there that, you know, might get hurt doing what they do. What's some of the things that somebody should look for to say, you know, I better stop by here and get some treatments?
Well, a lot of times we'll have after an athletic event or even individual weekend warrior, they might have wake up in the morning stiff and achy.
Right.
I don't mind a few days of trying to get over it, but if it continues on more than a few days, the swelling, the pain is not calming down, then swing by and get a consult from us if they like and see if it's necessary. They don't necessarily need to go to their doctor to stop by our office. Come in and let's check it out and see if we can give you some things to take care of at home.
So what you're saying is we don't need to be referred to by a doctor. We can just stop by and say, man, my back is about to fall off. I hope it does.
Yeah, that's correct. We've had direct access where that's, which means that they can come into our clinic without a referral from a physician and get their an appointment and treatment. And their insurance will pay just the same, or they can do a self-pay, and we have a program for that as well.
Okay, and talking about insurance, I'm sure that you have protocols to follow. But if they don't have insurance, what happens there? I mean, can they come in and then you have a self-pay program that...
We can just work out with them as far as what they need to have done for them and a time frame in our office, and then we can work out a payment program with them at that time.
All right. And so, of course, when you have the insurance, some people say, well, is there a difference? Well, because you have a lot of paperwork you got to take care of, correct?
Yes, that and insurances continually require additional paperwork after every so many visits to justify continuing on, even though they might have 25 or 30 visits they can use for the year.
Right.
Most insurances will limit that 6 at a time, and then we have to continue to refill out new paperwork to show the progress and what's beneficial for them.
Right.
And so, and all insurances, they'll have the same rate for everybody. It doesn't matter which clinic or which office you go to. It's the same rate for that same insurance.
So it depends on if being local here, and also people that are in Wendell are hearing this right now. They know that you can serve them there. Let's talk about your locations in Jerome. Where are you at?
So we're right behind the hospital at 128 Fifth Avenue West. I've been there over 20 years now, and previous business physical therapy was there before I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Wendell, it's on 429 North Idaho Street, just across from the elementary school.
Okay, and normal business hours, you're Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, right. 7 a.m. Till 6 p.m.
Okay.
So that way we can get people going before they go to work and after work as well.
Now, so you say waking up with aches and pains, you know, your back hurts, your knees hurt, whatever. What are some maybe home remedies before they come to see you? What would you suggest that they do?
Well, I like to tell them after initial injury for mm-hmm. the first few days, to always put ice on it.
Okay.
For 15, 20 minutes at a time, take it off for an hour, put it on again. Some compression is good, ace wrap or some sort of compression wrap.
Okay.
To help keep the swelling down. Elevate the particular body part, maybe foot or ankle, elevate it to help with the swelling to slow it down. If we can control those symptoms first, then the pain will be less, the muscle spasms will be less, and the swelling, of course, will decrease, which then will speed the healing process up.
Okay. How about Tylenol or anything like that? Are you not really suggesting anything like that, or what?
Yeah, as physical therapists, we're not allowed to prescribe. So whatever you normally do for your, you know, your swelling, you take some anti-inflammatory medicine, or pain, you take some anti-pain medicine.
That's kind of your choice then, the individual's choice, right? Okay. Well, Lon, it is good to chat with you. And I know that you used to do a little bit of sports talk here on the radio station as well. So does that bring back memories walking into this building?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We used to do that every Monday morning. It was a lot of good fun times for us. Talk about injuries and take care of those high school kids and college kids and whatever.
Yeah, speaking of kids coming in, so is that something that parents should consider doing? I mean, get your kids in. Do they need to just stop by, or would you suggest that they only need to show up when they get hurt? I mean, do you go out to the high school and kind of check things out, or what do you do?
Yes, we've been volunteering at Jerome High School and Wendell and Gooding Hageman and all the high schools on the north side, Valley High School, for the past 20 years as an athletic trainer myself, and we've hired another athletic trainer as well to go out and take care of these injuries at the school so the parents don't have to necessarily bring their children in after injuries. We try to let them do the exercises and stuff at the school. If it's too severe, then we recommend coming into the clinic, getting more consistent care on a regular basis.
So you can kind of,
because the equipment and stuff at the school is not always the same as we have in our clinic.
Right. No, I can understand that. But anyway, well, and volunteering at the school, as a parent there, I thank you so much for doing that, because I had all my kids go through school and all of them had to play some sort of sports. I should say. I said had to. My son.
That way
had
they get
to.
Out weeding the garden in the springtime, right?
I got to go to school. I got to go work out. Okay, bye. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Lon, it's been nice talking to you, and thank you so much, Paul, for stopping by. And we'll send people your way. Let's remind people once again where you're located in Wendell and Jerome.
In Wendell at 429 North Idaho Street, numbers 536-3090. And in Jerome, it's 128 Fifth Avenue West behind the hospital at 324-3090.
All right. Thanks, Lon. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.